بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تعالى أيضا فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our lessons, how to correct our salah and make our salah to that standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is announced successful indeed are the believers who perform salah with khushu, that is with devotion, concentration, that is with total attention. In this regard we continue, as we have learnt already, that the first important point that a person should realize the importance of namaz. How important is it? The second important thing is that a person realizes that this namaz is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not any type of punishment, or it's not any type of burden that Allah ta'ala wants to put upon us, but actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great gift to come and take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, we learned that we should perform namaz with concentration. And this is quite easy, that we just learn the various aspects that realize I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Allah ta'ala is definitely watching me, and I know I'm in ruku, I'm in sujood. To know this for one moment, to just be concentrating that I'm in the presence of Allah, that will be concentration. And then we are busy with the fourth point, which is extremely important, that once a person realizes the greatness of Allah, the importance of namaz, the great benefit of namaz, now a person makes an effort to perform that namaz with all its etiquettes correctly and with proper devotion and concentration. And as we have learned, that what is devotion and concentration? Very, very simple, that a person learns that what is sunnah, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. A person learns these things, and then with concentration of the heart, that is, your heart is present, and you know that I'm doing a faraz act, I'm doing a sunnat act, I'm doing a mustahab act, etc., a wajib act, and for this heart to be concentrating, thus a person needs a cause. And this is the cause of zikrullah, that you get connected to a sheikh, a pious servant of Allah who is connected to Allah, and he teaches us how to make zikr of Allah. And a person makes zikr of Allah ta'ala for a considerable period, you'll see out of namaz, you'll start thinking of Allah. Because as you make zikr of Allah, and you learn about Allah, Allah's greatness, Allah ta'ala's love comes in the heart. And the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you enjoy the zikr of Allah. And if you don't enjoy the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a serious sign that you are spiritually sick. You got a spiritual disease. And like people in this world also, you find that they have a sickness that they can't taste. Their taste buds are gone off. Or the food you put in front of them, they're eating. But you ask him how, he says it's nice, it's tasty. What is tasty, he can't explain to you. Sometimes he doesn't even know he's got a problem with his spiritual taste, with his taste buds. But he goes for treatment, Allah gives him shifa. And then when he tastes the food, now he realizes, oh, there's different taste in the food. Just apple is also sweet, that the mango is sweet, but it's different. So exactly the same, we got a problem with our spiritual taste buds. The different taste of the salah is something else. The taste of the tilawat of Quran is something else. The taste of zikr is something else. That is why a person shouldn't say that the object and purpose is to gain taqwa. So if I just keep roza, I'll get taqwa. No, all the ibadat is to gain taqwa, but the enjoyment is all different. And that will increase your love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that comes in a person's heart, then a person doesn't want to leave out thinking of Allah under any condition. Even you are in the toilet, you're not allowed to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thought just comes in your mind. just your outward body. So to put our heart and body, our soul and body in namaz, the straining of the heart is needed. And the straining is not a difficult cause also, especially as we explain in today's time, wuzus, they give us zikr already. So if we just do our zikr and very little, in the previous times, Allahu Akbar, they used to have to do 120,000 times, Allah, Allah. When we, Hazrat Mawlana Inam al-Hasan, Hazrat Ji, Rahmatullah Ali, that's how they became Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji says, I used to start my zikr after Fajr, and by the time it's just Zohar Azan, I'm finishing my zikr. And so we think they just became Hazrat Ji. Today, 100 times we can't finish our zikr. And we say, Hazrat, it's too heavy, I can't manage. It's not too heavy, we don't know the importance of it. It's 10 minutes, and if a person just takes out 10 minutes, see how you just for a little while, you'll be shocked that how you enjoy going for namaz and how you think of Allah out of namaz. You're doing business. Somebody can offer you a deal. Hey, just this way. Immediately you'll think, no, it doesn't make sense. In the market, they're selling it for 20 rand. This man is offering me for 2 rand. You'll check and you won't buy it. Otherwise, without zikr of Allah, just cause you may say, hey, just a good deal. And you don't realize, you put yourself into greater harm. Then the second important aspect, when a person does a cause on the heart, then see the necessary effect of this is, dusri baat ye bhi haqeeqat hai, this is a reality, ke zahir ka asar batin par aur batin ka asar zahir par padta hai. This is a natural system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the outward affects the inside, and the inside affects the outside. That if you try and correct your outside postures, etc., it will make you realize you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you try and correct your inside, your heart, then see how easy you'll be conscious, I must correct my outside also. Many people have this misconception and say that, well, why I have to make my outside like a pious man? My heart is clean. I don't have to keep a beard, my heart is clean. And many women say, why must I wear parda? My heart is clean, my parda is in my heart. Our Hazrat says so beautifully, that keep the parda where it's supposed to be, on the face, and cover your body. Your heart, you got angina, you got blocked valves, you're still stuffing a parda in there. So how much problem? Your beard also, keep it where it's supposed to be. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, the beard must be on the face. And when you got a beard, naturally it will affect, the outside will affect your inside. You got a beard and now you want to go to a wrong place. You'll think, hey, I got a beard, how can I go like this? It will affect, it will stop you, it will help you. And Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib down Barakatum also has given many beautiful examples with regard to how the outside affects the inside. And the inside affects the outside. And forget, into normal a person can see, when it's cold and raining outside, can't see the sugar and salt in your house. The sugar is gone hard, it's gone lumps. What made it? The effect of the cold made the sugar hard outside. So exactly the same. If you put a person, Dr. Hansa Saab down the Rakatum explains, he says once he took water for Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, very cold water. And the water, now because it was cold, the outside that vapor, the glass was wet. So Hazrat says that, aisa lagta hai, dekho, ke zahir ka asar, batin ka asar, zahir par ho raha hai. So he was shocked, he says that Hazrat is saying the effect of inside is on the outside. Now he still didn't realize, he thought Hazrat is talking about him. And he's thinking, now what did I do? What is inside that I did something? Then Hazrat explained, dekho, ye pani thanda hai. This water is cold. So because you can, this water is cold, you can see the outside vapor on the glass. So exactly the same, if you brought me a hot cup of tea, then you should see that steam coming out. So exactly the same, a person can make out very quickly. Although, sometimes a person can put on an outward show, wear a big jubba, wear a big kurta, and act like a pious man, and inside he's a big fraud. That can happen, but that also, it will affect him. It will make him realize, like Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Ibrahim al-Haq Sahib Dawam Barakatum says, that the outside easily shows the person's inside. For example, if your imam, you know, he's a very good reader, and he's been punctual at namaz, everything, and he's on time. One day he comes now for Jummah namaz, he comes naked. Now what you say? He's gone mad. But nobody are here, the psychologists and neurologists, but how we know? the outside shows that something is, his screws are loose today. Something has gone wrong. So exactly the outside will show. If a person keeps, wears their parda, wears their beard, it shows that you incline to deen. Although, if you are overtaken with your nafs, then you do, even with parda, you can be doing the wrong things. Even with beard, you can be doing the wrong things. But then, if you do a cause on zikrullah, see how that inside will affect your outside. Allahu Akbar. Our Hazrat explained this beautiful incident that the jadugars, that is the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Fir'aun invited them, come challenge this man. And that time the rife thing in that time, and Allah gave all the Anbiya the miracles that was rife in that time. That people can see what you are doing is wrong. This man is a man of Allah. He will guide you to the right thing. So those things that were the false, people were involved in. And the right thing, the Anbiya alayhi salam came. So in the time of Musa alayhi salam, black magic and all this, spelling the eyes was very common. So Allah gave Musa alayhi salam that type of miracle, mu'ajiza, that if he used to throw his stick down, it used to become a serpent. And that was a real serpent. So as Fir'aun said, this man is a magician, our magicians can also do that. So he called the best magicians of the country, and they all came to combat Musa alayhi salam. But in mockery of Musa alayhi salam, they dressed like him, they put on their kurtas like him, they put on turban like him. In mockery of Musa alayhi salam, when they came to combat Musa alayhi salam, they threw down their strings, it was moving like small snakes. Musa alayhi wasalam naturally felt, Ya Allah, my snake will also be like a snake. They won't know what's the difference. Allah says, you throw down your stick and see. He threw down his stick and it became a serpent. It started eating all that false that strings there. So they all went immediately into sajda. And they got such strong iman that it will take you years to get that strong iman. So strong iman that they were prepared to give their lives, and they gave their lives. Malaika said, Ya Allah, these people were mocking at Musa alayhi wasalam. How come they got so strong iman in a split moment? Allah Ta'ala says, they imitated my beloved Musa, so I gave them iman. So if you imitate the pious servants, so Hazrat says, an important point to learn, that out of mockery they imitated Musa alayhi wasalam, their outside, Allah made their inside so strong. So if we with sincerity we follow the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what will we get? How strong won't our heart become? The love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become so strong that our Dada Shaykh, one beautiful poem and dua of his, Jis fiza mein bhi rahe, jahan bhi rahe, hamesha sunnat ke paaband rahe, aur taqwa salamat rahe. That wherever I go in the world, I can be flying alone, my wife, nobody is there. But oh Allah, when your inside is made, then oh Allah, my taqwa must always be with me. That I mustn't be unmindful that you are with me all the time. And I must be paban on sunnat. I mustn't be shy that now I'm going out to America, I can't keep a beard, I must shave my beard. What they'll say? No. All the time have your taqwa and have sunnat in your life. Then see how Allah Ta'ala will honor you. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala will honor you in such a way as we learn in the point in front, inshallah, we'll come to that. But when a person realizes that my outside will affect my inside, and you work on your outside namaz also, it will help increase your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And when you make your zikr, so both is important. Not just say, no, I only make zikr, I don't need to, I'm a big Sufi, I make zikr, like at the end we'll learn. Some people, they say, namaz, you don't have to come read like a slave every time, standing and going up and down. Just meditate, you in front of Allah, 2-3 minutes you meditate, you made your connection with Allah. That is total deception of shaitan. No, we have to understand our deen, and we learn reality. So, like a person, one of the Muria Khalifas of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi, and see, when you sit in the company of the pious servants of Allah, and your inside get made, forget just in namaz, anywhere. He was a top businessman, and used to fly first class tickets, he used to fly in a first class, and all the time, going here in the world to do business, and used to fly PIA Airways, that is Pakistani Airways. And that was a Muslim Airways. But sadly, even in a Muslim Airways today, they'll offer you liquor, they'll offer haram things. So, and then our sheikhs, they so beautifully today, every person is a mufti. Even the air hostesses, they become muftis. They know the masalas very well. So this man, he was flying. The moment you are a first class passenger, you just come in the plane. Before the other passengers also come, they'll offer you, here's your liquor. So they came to offer him like a very VIP person. You think if you didn't make your inside and Allah is not in your heart, hey, I'm a lani man. Yeah, they brought us wine for me. How can I refuse it? And the way they present it, so they presented it to him that here's this wine. They say, please have. He said, no, I don't drink. And it was a Muslim air hostess. So she became a big mufti. She said that the masala is, if you drink lethal and it doesn't intoxicate you, it's fine, no problem. Why you would drink? Don't act so pious here. So he said, when you make your inside, and when you sit in the company of the pious servants of Allah, that also that point is coming, that just one moment in the company of the pious servants, how it will make your life. That this person sitting in the company of the pious servants, he realized, wherever I am, Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. So he told her, and Allah puts in your heart how to answer. He told her, okay, it's for me, it's mine. Said, yes. Said, okay, now I don't want to drink it, but I'm giving it as a gift to the pilot. You can give the pilot and tell him he can drink from here. She said, no, the pilot can't drink. Say, why? Little one intoxicating. Say, no, pilots, when they are on duty 24 hours before the flight, they can't touch any liquor whatsoever. So he says, if the pilot is on duty only 24 hours, I'm all the time on duty. So he says, what duty you are on? Say, I'm on Allah's duty. Allah is all the time with me. So we have to know we are on the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see, when you make your inside, your outside, well, you won't be affected with the outside environment. Otherwise, very quickly today, even you think you are a big Sufi, you just go somewhere, they make you feel little important. Now you start taking wine, you're falling in the wrong trap. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how important is it to make the inside also and to make the outside also. Very, very important. So a person should realize and see, agar kalbi khushu aur zikr wala thodi tawajjuh se zahiri mustahabbat ko ada karega, to uska asar batin ke khushu ko bhi barha dega. That if a person has got this concentration of the heart, is making his zikr regularly, then what little concentration, if he just concentrates on the mustahab acts of namaz, then see, Allahu Akbar, how this will affect inside. Now your namaz will be more, you'll think, I'm in front of Allah. Just by doing the mustahab acts, forget doing the faraz and wajib and be concentrating on that. So if you do your zikr just regularly, just reasonably, then see, by just concentrating on the outward actions, just that present with your heart, how it will affect. Just one mustahab act. For example, it's mentioned here, a mustahab act, for example, Hazrat explained also, that way to keep our gazes in namaz. Misal ke taur par, bawakte qiyam sajda ki jaga par nazar rakhna, ruku ke waq kadamon par, aur sajde ke waq naak ki nok par nazar jamaye, rakhne ko amal mein laya jayega, to nazar ke intishar se mahfooz ho jayega. Allahu Akbar. Aur namaz huzur e qalb ke saath muyassar ho jayega. For example, it is mustahab in namaz to focus the eyes, to learn how to focus the eyes. That is, when you're standing, then your eyes should be focused at the place where you're going to more or less make sajda. Keep your eyes there. Don't let your eyes flirt around and look up and down. No, train your eyes to look down there. And this is just a mustahab act. But see how it will affect your whole life. And when you go into ruku, look at your feet. And if you come up from ruku and you're in the standing, again look at the sajda position. When you go into sajda, then generally Hazrat says, you have to focus on your tip of your nose, which is quite hard, it's not easy. And people generally close their eyes. And see how Allah Ta'ala showed us that we think we're intelligent, but your nose is right in front of your eyes and you can't see your nose. And what is in your nose here, is something is sticking out of my nose, everybody will laugh at me, but I can't even see it. And I think I'm very, very intelligent. So Allah Ta'ala showed us that we should realize we the slaves of Allah. So in sajda, don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes focused on the top of your nose. And in jalsa, the sitting position, look on your left. And in namaz also, don't close your eyes. So Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained, this is just one mustahab. And in one bayan, Hazrat was giving here nikah bayan, and Hazrat's point came up, that if a person wants to control his gazes, and controlling your gazes are one very important aspect of life. Because a person doesn't control his gazes, you looking around, even you going with your wife shopping, or you going picnic or wherever, immediately the wife knows, my husband is not controlling his gazes. She knows you better. And when you don't control your gazes, your respect falls from her eyes. She doesn't respect you, and then you say, this woman doesn't respect me, she doesn't listen to me. But she knows exactly, you driving on the Marine Parade, she'll tell you, keep the eyes on the road, not on the side and on the beach. You're not seeing the water, you're seeing some other things. So, when a person controls his gazes, then not only your wife will respect you, Allahu Akbar, the whole world will respect you, will start respecting you. Let's just first finish that point of the bayan of Hazrat, that Hazrat was giving bayan here, and in the bayan it just came out that if a person wants to control his eyes outside the masjid, outside namaz, if he just learns in namaz to control his eyes, he'll see very easy out of namaz he'll able to control his eyes. That in namaz you just control your eyes, look when you're standing, look by the sajda position, when you go in ruku, look at your feet, when you go into sajda, look at the top of your nose, and when you go into jalsa, look in your left, you'll see out of namaz, and in namaz is very easy. No women are walking around with bikini here, with mini skirts that you have to look around. So here it's quite easy. And Allah Ta'ala has made, and see how namaz will affect our life. Just the outward action will affect your internal. Now outside namaz you'll see how you'll able to control your gazes. And you'll realize Allah's gaze is on me. Why I should? We just see one camera on the road already, 10 kilos before time you lowering your speed and you're going slow. Allah is all the time watching us. So we should keep our tracks all the time. So when Hazrat gave this one bayan, there was one person, now he's quite elderly, but he was a very pious man in Jamaat, regular Jamaat worker. But he had this problem of not controlling his gazes. And he was sincere. After Hazrat gave the bayan, it was over. After 2 months he phoned. He was a close friend of Hazrat. So he told Hazrat, you know what? I heard that bayan of yours. It really helped me. Hazrat say, what? He says, I had this problem of not controlling my gazes. And I used to feel so bad that I made a second nikah also. I thought that will help me. But after that it still didn't help me. But when I listened to your bayan and I started controlling my eyes in namaz, now I see, alhamdulillah, I don't have the problem. So see how just controlling your eyes in namaz, how it will able to help you out of namaz. And when a person controls the eyes, then people naturally start realizing that this is a pious person. And in namaz, you don't control your eyes. For example, when you make salam, you must look at your shoulder. Hazrat says, look at the angels are here, Kiraman and Katibin. They are the CIDs of Allah. When the receiver of your revenue come to your shop, you don't look at your wife, talk to her, and you tell you look at her and talking to him. No, you say, where's the samosas? And you're putting in front of him, and here the receiver of revenue of Allah is here. And we making salam, but we're looking, oh, Ahmad bhai is there, he must pay my 200 rand. And so when a person in namaz, the moment your person see you making salam and you're looking there, he knows, this person, his namaz is nothing. If his namaz is nothing, what is he? So Allah Ta'ala system, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Those people who bring iman and they do good deeds properly to please Allah Ta'ala, Allah will put love in their heart, Allah will love them, and Allah will put the love in the heart, their love in the heart of the whole creation. Allah. And how it works, when Allah starts loving somebody, Allah sees this banda, he's focused to me. He's not focused to the creation of Allah. Yes, we are human beings. Your eyes will fall sometimes. But immediately you realize, you look down, you make istighfar. Oh Allah, please save me, please protect me. So just that little exercise, in namaz, few days, see out of namaz you'll able. And what zikrullah, then this control will come. Then Allah says, I love this banda, Jibreel, you must also love the servant of mine. And O Jibreel, you must announce in the heavens that I love this man, all of the angels must love this man. And then Jibreel, you make an announcement that all the creation in the earth must love him. And that announcement is made. Insan doesn't hear it. But we see clearly today, pious people, even non-Muslims, they respect them. How they respect them. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullahi, when he came, what respect he got. Even the president of the country don't get respect like that. He came to Rain Airport, which was not an international airport. No customs, nothing. He was on paralyzed on wheelchair. From the plane into the car, Rolls Royce car. And when he had to leave also, it was not far from our area, so we also on that and parade from our area right till the airport, escorted by policemen. And all those policemen saluting Hazrat. And all the whole airport staff came and meet him. And no checking of passport, anything into the plane, and he's gone. Who puts this in the hearts of people? Allah puts their love. So we want people to love us, we have to learn to turn to our attention to Allah. And see, if one mustahab is going to have so much effect in your life, then what will a faraz have? What will a wajib, what will a sunnat will have? So it's easy for me to talk, and it's very easy to listen. But we make dua, Allah put the reality. And Allah can put it directly into our hearts. But we must be talib-e-sadiq. Another important point here, that when you go into sajda, look at the tip of your nose. Normally it's quite difficult, and normally sometimes people say, I want to concentrate, so you close your eyes like a big Sufi. No. One time, Hazrat Mona Gangoi, rahmatullahi, also a very great pious sheikh, was also teaching his murids namaz, how to perform salah. And they teach us after this to practice two rakats nafal namaz, take out little time and try and concentrate on these points and read two rakats namaz. So his murid went into his tent and started reading his namaz. And then he saw a dream after that he's in Jannat and he's got a wood, but that wood is blind. So he was worried, so he came to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, I saw a hoor of Jannat came to me, and but she's blind. Immediately, look at the mashayikh, Allah opens their hearts immediately. Hazrat says, it seems that you read your namaz with your eyes closed. He says, gee Hazrat, I tried to concentrate, that's why I read. So Hazrat said, concentration is good, but sunnat is far above concentration. So see how important is sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We imitate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Khaja Azir al-Hassan Majub rahmatullahi says that when Allah is going to call me on the day of Qiyamah and say, what you brought? Well, I can't offer anything to Allah. My iman, I don't know, there's been deficiency in my iman. My amal is totally deficient. All I can say in front of Allah, hopefully, Tere Mahbub ki shabahat leke aaya hai. Ya Allah, hakikat tu hi kar de, hum surat leke aaya hai. That, oh Allah, we just brought an outward appearance of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We imitated him, we tried to keep a beard like him, we tried to wear our kurta, our trousers, etc. like him, what love, what sincerity. We tried to imitate him, but we are just imitators. But you are so kind, you make it a reality today. And you accept it. So how Allah Ta'ala, the imitators of Musa alayhi wasallam, Allah made them real. We imitate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with love. Allah Ta'ala will count us among the followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person should be conscious. And like in namaz also, when you get up and you're standing again, then if you keep your eyes controlled, then you'll just see lightly, is my feet back on the line again. And thus also, if you don't have a long kurta, then it's easy to see. If you got the too long kurta, it's quite difficult to see. So look at the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our deen is so simple, so beautiful. But we made our life difficult. And we think, now to come back onto the right lifestyle, we think deen is difficult. No, deen is fitrat. It's a natural way of life. But we living unnatural way. So let us come back to the natural way of life and see how simple, how enjoyable, how beautiful it is. There's no time for that. We are going to running quite far behind. May dua Allah give us barakah to complete it. Amen. So Hazrat says that if you keep your eyes and control your eyes, this is a mustahab action. And you'll see that in namaz, if your eyes is not flirting around, looking this side, looking that side, with the side of your eyes, then see out of namaz how easy it will be to protect your gazes. And Allahu Akbar. This will be a means of performing namaz with hudur al-qalb. That this outward action of yours, it will give your heart more attention. That now you will be focused to Allah. Allah is also watching me. Allah Ta'ala, so how easy it will become. Jab ye itna bara fayda mustahabat ki adaigi mein hoye, to sunan wajiba faraid ko dhyan se ada karne ki ahmiyat zahir hai. When Allahu Akbar, if a person just in mustahab, that a person does, will get so much benefit. And how much benefit you'll get in doing the faraz with concentration of the heart, or you do a wajib, you do a sunnat, etc. So Allahu Akbar, a proper namaz will raise us higher than the stages of angels also. And if we don't do our namaz properly, we don't pay attention, then another further warning is mentioned. Chunanche unme kotai karne se namaz ka kamal to kya, kabhi namaz bilkul hi ada nahi hoti, aur kabhi naqis reh jati, aur salat munafiq kehlati hai, jiske mutalliq wa'id aayi hai ke wo ghaflat wali namazi ke liye baddua karti hai, aur purane kapre ki tarah lapet kar muh par mari jati hai. Allah Akbar. Anyway, person doesn't pay attention to this, not necessary to make zikr, I'll make now and then, and even my namaz, I'll read how I'm reading my namaz, then such a namaz, forget becoming a perfect namaz, forget becoming a better namaz, that namaz will be regarded as sometimes not made at all. And as we have heard, if a person, that namaz will be remained as deficient. A person's namaz is totally useless, and it will be regarded as a namaz of a hypocrite. Hypocrites also used to perform namaz. But وَإِذَا قَامُوا Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ وَمَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ That namaz that's supposed to give you Allah's rahmat, it's giving you destruction. And a curse of Allah Ta'ala because you're just showing people that I'm in namaz. But you're not there, you're not attentive, you're not even worried. What is sunnah, what is faraz, what is mustahab, what is wajib? Your heart is not attentive. So that namaz in reality actually is a namaz of just show, and that namaz curses a person. That you destroying me, may Allah destroy you. And see little effort and how Allah Ta'ala, what Allah will give us from namaz. We can't imagine. So this namaz is such a great thing. It is a person, naturally he should be just realizing that namaz will correct my whole deen. My deen comes right. Allahu Akbar, my whole dunya will be right. But with unmindfulness, then we spoil our deen. And when we spoil our deen, Allahu Akbar. Just look for example, our Dada Shaykh gave a beautiful example of this. He says, many people are confused that when Allah Ta'ala says, فَقْتَهُ أَيْدِيَهُمْ That a person who steals, then cut off his hands. And many people who don't understand deen, they say it's barbaric. Why must you cut a person's hand? He just stole little 200 rand something, he must cut off his hand or something. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully that actually Allah Ta'ala knows that we are beggars. And we are registered beggars. Allah said, Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. Oh people, you are registered beggars to Allah. Allah has created us, Allah knows our needs better than us. And Allah knows we are beggars. And a beggar needs a begging bowl. And not like the beggars today, it's a whole syndicate. They start from 9 till 5. And then end of the day, they start checking and how they're collecting. And some beggars are almost millionaires also. But we are such beggars that any time, any minute, we need to beg from Allah Ta'ala. And because we need to beg, Allah gave us our begging bowls. And that is just keep your hands together. If you make your hands together, you see this is your begging bowl. And your begging bowl also, the sunnah of dua is, our Shaykh says that keep it in line with your number 2 button. And keep your hands slightly apart to show that your bowl is broken also. And if you see your fingers are also all jagged, so Allah gave us a bowl that is also little broken also. And so Allah says, my banda, if he asks, I have to give him a lot. I can't just give him little, it will all fall out. And Allah says, he needs to beg for me, so let me give him his begging bowl. So anytime, so when, and the whole dunya put together is not equal the wing of a mosquito. And all the treasures are by Allah. The treasures are not by people in the street, that if we think we stole from somebody, we took something. No. The example of that is like the state president. He is like, he is running the country, what's his wages, etc. But if he went to meet one ordinary person selling potatoes on the street, and then he see that man, his attention is that side, he stole 2 potatoes and put in his pocket. And people come to know the state president stole. We're not talking of the rest of it. But then what they'll say? That what kind of man is this? He steals from an ordinary poor. So exactly the same. Allah Ta'ala says, when I gave you your begging bowl to ask from me, you go steal like you're stealing potatoes. So you don't deserve this begging bowl. So cut off your hand. That you don't realize, I gave you your begging bowl. And now if you realize you make tawbah, what one hand also Allah will give you enough. But if you don't make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, cut off the other hand also. So see, if we spoil our deen, we spoil our life. But if we make our deen, we make our namaz properly in order, then see, Allahu Akbar, namaz will raise us to such heights and such standards we can't imagine. And what a little effort. See how much Allah wants to give us. Now you read Zohar Namaz, takes 6-7 minutes. You read another 2 rakats Namaz, takes 2 minutes. But after 2 minutes, Allah says, ask what you want. And Allah taught us how to ask the most. In just 2, after you read 2 minutes of Namaz, for 20 seconds, you say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana wa kina azab an-nar. Oh Allah, give me all the good of this world and the good of your after. Imagine. So Allah wants to give us so much, and you still steal, and you still unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Even middle of the night you get up, you need your begging bowl, you want to go toilet, but actually Allah woke you up. So that time also, just make dua, Ya Allah, my wife is sick, please make her better. Oh Allah, the people in Palestine are suffering, in Syria. Just make a light dua and go back to sleep. Oh Rabbi Khfirli, oh Rabbana Atina. So all the time Allah gave us our bowls, but we don't realize. And all Allah Akbar. So if a person doesn't realize, then that namaz will be made, will doesn't concentrate on his deen, you will spoil your namaz. That namaz will start be cursing you. And that namaz will be thrown back onto your face like a dirty rag. And this namaz and this masail and all, where do we learn this? From this we understand the value of the madrasas, the value of the ulama-i kiram. Without the ulama, we won't able to learn our namaz. We won't know what is faras, we won't know what is wajib. But see how shaitan works. The shaitan and all his enemies, they work opposite. They don't tell you directly that the ulama are not good. They put in your heart that what is deen? What you must go and read namaz? You must get a degree, and the importance of dunya education, worldly education is very important. If your children don't go to school, madrasa, what's good? They don't go to school, they don't go university, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be duds. How are they going to earn? Allahu Akbar. And Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that in Russia, how the Muslims were humiliated. There was almost 100% Muslims. But how they humiliated the Muslims? They put in the hearts of the youngsters that this world is very important. You must live it up. You must have a nice car, like Hazrat was explaining. You must have a nice cell phone. You must have a nice car. You must have a good job. And this is in the mind of all the people today. Even you find people at the ulama, Sufis, Tablighis, all dunya, no, education is very important. Children must have dunya education, otherwise what will happen to them? And what is happening with dunya education? Now dunya teaches you to love it up, you have to have a credit card. And a credit card, you have to live on interest. And you think you're driving a car, you're driving a smart car, but you've been hooked like a big fish. And they tell you now, your Maulvis, what you need them? They're stopping you from dunya, they're stopping you from loving it up. They want you to be like an ordinary person, go to the masjid. What is all that? That doesn't even help you. And they stop you from interest, from having a credit card, all that. They tell you is haram. So these people are putting you backward. So the youngsters of Russia, they kill the ulama. And today in the world, you find that the people are disinclined from the ulama when you get inclined towards dunya. And what will happen when this happens? Allah's azab is coming down. Today we are crying in the world, oh Allah, the Muslims are suffering. But we are disconnected from the ulama. And if the ulama also think that dunya education is important, then that will lead us to destruction. So we should realize the importance of the maktabs, not the Muslim schools. The maktabs, the ulama, the mashayikh, link ourselves to them, then we'll have deen. And we see till today, those people who went to maktabs in the earlier days, when they grew big, they became businessmen, they put up masjids, they put up madrasas. Today, if a person learns only dunya education, he doesn't learn from the ulama, what he'll put up? He wants to put up a cinema. He wants to put up a big supermarket and sell liquor also. He says, no, it doesn't matter. I'm selling other things also, and just to get the customers. So a person should realize, a person make our deen and realize the value of the makatib, the value of our ulama, etc. Then see, Allah Ta'ala will save us from his punishment. And in the little, what a little effort, Allahu Akbar. Agar koi farai, sunan, wajibat ki to parwa na kare, aur Allah Ta'ala ki huzuri ہی میں مستغرق رہے چاہے اس کی چاہے اس دوران کوئی وسوسہ بھی نہ آئے تو وہ نماز کے حکم پورا کرنے والا نہیں کہلائے گا بلکہ شاید ایسی نماز کرنے والا زیادہ گنہگار ہو کہ یادداشت اور حضوری کے باوجود نافرمانی کر رہا ہے اینڈ اے پرسن ہو گاٹ دیٹ ٹائپ آف آئیڈیا دیٹ دس ورلڈ از امپورٹنٹ سچ اے پرسن ہی سیز نماز از ناٹ امپورٹنٹ مین یو جسٹ ہیو ٹو کنسنٹریٹ اینڈ لو میڈیٹیٹ لرن آن اللہ تعالیٰ سو دیٹ پرسن ایون ایف ہی کمز ٹو جمعہ آلسو ہی سیز نو مائی مائنڈ آئی واز میڈیٹیٹنگ آن اللہ سو آئی واز ان دی پریزنس آف اللہ ایف اے پرسن از میڈیٹیٹنگ ایون ایف نو ایون thoughts come in his mind, but he is not performing the faraz, he is not performing the wajib, the sunnat, that namaz is not called a namaz. That is a namaz of total deception. And this is how shaitan has fooled people. Maududis, modernisms, they say that there is no such a thing. Allah didn't say you must like a slave if he goes to his master every day, five times, and he say, Master, what must I do? What must I do? Master will get angry with him. Yeah, that is not the question. Allah is calling us to give us. Allah wants us to take and to renew our iman, strengthen our bond with Allah. So namaz has to be performed how it's supposed to be performed, and thus we have to learn from the ulama, the mashayikh, and get a namaz of outward correctness and inward reality and what connection, and then see what namaz will give us. In the next chapter, inshallah, we'll start with actual namaz and see what we will get with namaz. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah. Thank you.